All right. I now call to order the meeting on the Committee on Budget and Finance of the Senate of the Associated Students of the 85th Session for Tuesday, October 31st, 2017 at 3 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item number 2, roll call.
Senator Becker.
Present.
Senator Buzman.
Tardy excused.
Senator Flangus.
Absence excused.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Sarwar.
Present.
Senator Fennell.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. All right, moving into agenda item number 3. Is there any public comment to be heard at this time? All right, seeing as there is none, we'll now move into agenda item number 6, new business, financial reviews. So even though on the agenda it says that we're going to do sound and lights first, we're going to move to legal services, just out of respect for time. So whenever you're ready, and if you could, please state your name for the record.
Okay. My name is Diane Vicare. So I'll just go over like, what I sent in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so legal services assist students and faculty who need legal advice. So we have an attorney on retainer, and he comes in and meets with students and faculty once a week for 30-minute consultations. And he refers them out if they need to be referred because he can't represent them in court. And we have a student or student staff oversees scheduling, and we're the main source of contact for students. And so far we've served 78 clients this year, and we also have a new program that's starting soon. We're gonna be working with the courts. So every student that has to go to a court date and they have to do community service hours, they're gonna be sent over, they have the option to be sent over to us to do their community service hours through Gift Pulse. That way they're working within, like with their peers and not having to work with other people who have higher charges than them. So they're gonna come to us, we're gonna help them create their account, and then we help them sign up for events. And when they're all done, a full-time staff is going to write up a letter for them to take back to the courts. So once that starts, we're gonna have a lot more students coming to us. And so far, our budget is being used to pay for our staff wages and the attorney. We have 3 student staff members, director, assistant director, and our student advocate. And the attorney gets paid every 2 months, $2,500 for a total of $15,000 a year. And other expenses is just our coffee charges and just a few office supplies when needed. Our numbers have stayed pretty stable. This month there was a drop in the numbers of clients we had, but this past year, 2016 to 2017 was our highest number, 301 clients. So this year it's pretty stable, so we'll probably have the same number of clients.
All right, perfect, thank you. Are there any questions by the committee? Okay, well, I actually have one. So I was just looking at last year's legal services financial review, and as of October 26th of 2016 last year, 102 clients had been served for that fiscal year up to that point. And then for this year's, it's down to 78. So I was just wondering if there's any change or like reason that there would be less clients being served for this year?
We've honestly just had like less people contact us, so it's not really like anything we're doing different. But like they stayed pretty stable the past couple of months, and I think it's just people haven't been getting in trouble as much, which is good. But like this week we've already had 7 clients contact us, so that's like 7 more for this month. So just, I think it's just them.
Yeah. Are you noticing that when students are coming in, are they like surprised that there's free legal services, or do they know that you guys are available?
I think mainly the first person that comes in, usually they get in trouble in groups. So it's like, we have a lot of MICs and MIPs, so the first person's like, oh, I didn't know this existed until like a faculty member told me or something. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones the rest of the week are like, oh, my friend just came to see you guys last week or something. So it's getting a lot of like, it's being heard more of.
Thank you. Just real quick, just like moving forwards, for anyone like that has questions, this is by no means like only limited to the committee, so I really appreciate interns wanting to ask questions. And if anyone else has any questions too, like from different departments and whatnot, I just ask that you state your name or just kind of like raise your hand, and then I'll say like, okay, please state your name for the record. Just so like for Nevada open meeting law, it goes on the record showing who's speaking and at what time. But thank you, that was a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions? Any other comments? Senator Becker?
So by looking at the number of clients you guys serve, that chart that you have with like the highlighted yellow bottom row, you guys had like the biggest increase from like the 2015 to 16 year to the 2016 to 2017 year. And I was wondering like what like caused such an increase? Like was it you guys' advertising? Did you guys change that up or just like another, I guess, like inconsistency with how many people are getting in trouble?
I think it's just the inconsistency with people getting in trouble. I don't think we changed anything. I just started a couple months ago and we haven't really done anything different from then. But I know that over the summer there was a lot more students coming in than in past years. So I think it was just that kind of rose the numbers too, that over the summer people were actually coming in.
Director Rodriguez, did you have something to add to that? I saw your hand up. That's actually pretty interesting because since the tailgates went completely dry, there's been zero incidents, right? Or how many? There shouldn't have been too many, maybe a couple.
Jerry was shocked when he reported that to the directors at a director's meeting, saying that, well, I'm really proud of our students. This is the first time in the 10 years I've been here that we've had zero incidences related to students.
Perfect. Just a quick housekeeping thing. Please let the record show at 3:08 that Senator Bussman entered the room.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of staying on topic or like coming back to the discussion, are there any questions, comments? Senator Thummel?
In terms of your expenses, you mentioned the lawyer's contract. Just out of curiosity, how long is that contract for?
So in terms of expenses, because it says that we are missing some expenses for the month of October because of the changes to work day, what kind of number are we looking at for the purchase of blinds and just other office needs?
It was probably like $30. One of my other coworkers purchased it. The blinds, I think it was a pack for like $20, so it wasn't more than that.
Okay, so it's just making sure it wasn't like some kind of renovation or anything that was just not reported. Perfect. Okay. Are there any other questions? Senator Bussman, I know you kind of just got settled. Do you have any questions regarding legal services?
No.
Perfect. Okay. I just want to give you the opportunity. Anyone else? All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you coming in here and reporting back to the committee on the expenses for legal services. It's great what you do, and it's great for the students, so we just want to make sure that everything's going well, and it seems that everything's under control, and definitely a lot better now that there's less. I mean, it's not good for you guys in the sense that less students are going to, but it's good for the students, essentially, that they don't have to go as many times to legal services. So I guess congrats. I don't know. Director Rodriguez?
Based on grades, based on being accused of being cheated, et cetera. I think it's Derek Fukurama who created this online place where students can go to and actually fill out the form and say, hey, this is what I've been accused of, can you help me? And what we started doing last year, I wanna say it was like November or December, was really encouraging students to first use that resource, and then if they felt they weren't being given the appropriate advocacy, they could come back to legal services. The provost office has actually done a really good job of working with students in that way. So at some point, We're gonna look at the numbers. Diane and I had this conversation at the end of this year to see if we still need a student advocate. I think we're gonna see an increase in the other categories. It may be that that advocate's time, half of that time may be spent more helping to work with the students who get into the normal trouble.
All right, perfect. Any other comments or questions? Oh, Senator Martinez?
I have a question for Dr. Rodriguez then. Director Rodriguez, I'm sorry. So what's the amount of students that need to use legal services in order for us to like keep it going? And what are the other categories? It's like housing and like breaking contracts. And I think there's like two more, right? Besides MICs and things along those lines.
Oh gosh, they bring in everything.
Yeah.
Everything?
We see MICs, MIPs, and landlord and tenant is our biggest two. The attorney doesn't specialize in family law, but when we do get clients that need family law help, we like refer them out. And there's like, it's just really everything. There's been custody battles, divorce,
immigration.
Traffic citations, immigration. So it's just depends. There's usually themes for the week, people we see.
And I think, if I may, sir, add to that, all of these new apartment complexes that are opening up, that's my fear. Where I would love to come in one day and say, hey, we can cut a position in legal services. With all of these new complexes opening up, my belief is that next year we're gonna see a shift and we're gonna be forced to move the student advocate to work with landlord-tenant issues.
Any other further questions or comments? All right, well, thank you so much for your time. I kinda listed off all the thank yous and whatnot. I do believe, we will see you next semester in another financial review. I just don't have the review schedule in front of me right now, but I don't believe we meet back again for this semester. So we just look forward to the next financial review, and thank you. All right. Yeah, I know. I kind of like transition it, and it's like, should we clap or not? I don't know. I just want your guys' consensus, actually. Should we,
I don't think so.
This is pretty relaxing. No. Okay. I was just gonna say. I was like, I'll just try to like end it off a little less like. Yeah.
That's going in minutes.
Oh yeah, it is. So that being said, let's move into the next financial review, which will be ASUN Sound, Lights, and Resources. And again, if you could please state your name for the record before you present, that'd be much appreciated.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Haven Dingle. I'm the student director for Sound and Lights. Sound and Lights is an on-campus resource for student-run events. We provide equipment such as speakers, a stage, lighting, grill, and a large water dispenser. It is free for on-campus events that are student-run, with exceptions for things like ASUN programming. We typically employ about 10 to 12 people. We recently had some employee turnover, so we are down on staff at about 6 people right now. As far as our budget goes, student wages takes up the most of it. We do have to allocate a lot of hours for the events to allot setup and teardown time. We have operating expenses is our next largest that we use for things such as repairing equipment, buying new equipment, general maintenance, gas, things like that. We have a specific money set aside for our Water Monster and grill upkeep. Our Water Monster is our very large water dispenser, and our grill is exactly what it sounds like. And then we also have a little bit of a budget for specifically equipment in case something breaks or needs to be surplus or anything like that. So you can see the case sheets have a list of our expenses so far. We do have a monthly recurring expense of a DJ service that we use that will be listed as promo. We are also testing a new DJ service called Franchise Record Pool. So those are the two monthly recurrences that you'll see. Other typical expenses is just gas or refilling propane for the grill. So as far as moving into the future goes, we are planning to hire some more people, especially because spring is a busier semester usually, and we are short-staffed. So we will be using more wages in the spring. We also plan to upgrade some of our equipment. It's starting to become out of date, and we want to provide the best possible service to the students, so we are planning to update our speakers and lighting. We also would like to downgrade our water dispensing because the water monster is quite large, and oftentimes we find ourselves not really supporting sustainability and wasting a lot of water. So we are looking into getting a 45-gallon water cooler instead in order to reduce our carbon footprint and really support sustainability. So that's basically the gist of what we're planning to do in the future, as well as some minor repairs such as speakers and microphones and the likes. As you can see, we have a list of how many events we've had, along with how many events in the Joe, with the stage, and with the grill. You can see there's a decline in events from the past couple of years. That's because we've been branching out to other on-campus resources, such as the Joe Crowley Student Union or the At One Media Checkout, in order to not only use our resources in the most effective way possible, but also for student events to use their resources in the most effective way possible. So that's pretty much it.
Perfect. Are there any questions? So I guess I'll start it off with just looking at the data chart that you have presented. There's not like a title, so what's the data for? Just the number of events or in total?
It's the number of events served specifically. Okay. We do have a number of requests that we either refer them to other resources or we deny for reasons that are case by case.
Okay. And so just looking at last year's, this is confusing.
It's because it's by fiscal year. It's just easier for us to track it that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I see. So I was just comparing the two from last year to this year, and so I saw 62 for the last column, but that's actually for the beginning of the fiscal year for 17. Sorry. Anyways, so one thing that I do want to ask is, so you mentioned that you were utilizing the Joe a lot more in their services. Do you feel that the Joe is almost trying to overtake or kind of, I don't know, push down ASU and Sound and Lights and try to be more of the prominent Sound and Lights supplier on campus?
Not at all. We work by case by case. Some events, they are better suited for the Joe's equipment. If it's very simple events that just have like, oh, we just need to speak on a microphone, or we just want some very quiet background music for a formal event, that's better suited for the Joe, whereas ours are for very upbeat and lively student-run events that require, you know, very loud music, you know, dancing, things like that. So really it's us just finding a good balance between what events are best suited for which department.
Okay. Helena?
Yeah, if I could add to that, the Joe also has a program where they do co-sponsorships with the student groups where they cover all the costs for staffing, which then makes it just more efficient for the Joe to do the sound and lights for those events as well, because they're already staffing it and paying for that staff. It's almost kind of like they'd be double dipping if they're using our resources and the Joe resources at the same time. But we work with the Joe really closely to, like she said, to fill in the gaps and what works better for each event.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other questions? Comments? Senator Becker?
I apologize if you already elaborated on this, but in like your plans for the rest of the year, you guys are looking to have a sound and lights professional come to offer like the one-day training. What part of your guys' account is that going to come out of?
It comes out of operations.
Operations?
And, yeah.
Okay, just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a little line item there that for professional development.
Senator Thummel?
So you mentioned part of your operating budget is like repairs or replacements and things like that. In this year, have there been any major repairs or replacements you've had to make?
It's okay. We repaired a couple of our speakers. Some of our subwoofers, which are the bass, over time they get worn down, and so we have had to replace, I think, two of those and three of our treble speakers, just the actual speaker, not the whole component.
Okay.
So if that makes sense, I can elaborate more if anyone needs to know that.
Thank you.
Perfect. Any other questions or comments? Especially for who might be writing the summary, just to get the whole thing. Perfect, okay. Well, seeing as there are no other questions or comments, thank you so much for your time again. We really appreciate it. I think we'll be meeting back again in spring semester, so look forward to that.
Spend our money by then.
Oh, yeah. You guys got the clock's ticking right now. Although I don't have it set up, so I might schedule you guys for the first one. So that's also a joke, so I don't know if there's a parentheses option for jokes.
No. They're all included. All right. It's all included.
So, all right, perfect.
Thank you.
So moving into the next financial review, we will be doing Inkblot promotions. And then, I apologize. So just to make sure, promotions, you don't have any class like at 4:30? Okay. All right, so Inkblot promotions. If you could please state your name for the record, just so we can get it.
My name is Eileen Irwin. I'm the director for ASUN Inkblot Marketing. So all of you guys have this. Basically, we do all the print promotion. We do social media, video, photo. So we have a team of about 13 people, and we're planning on keeping it that way. Our budget is made up of wages, fringe, travel, host, physics for the TV monitors, advertising expenses, and general operations. So you can see that wages are the biggest part of that. And we're on track to basically spend what we have on wages, so we'll just be right there. Host is, if I'm not mistaken, it's for like, I thought it was for like Instagram like contest prizes and stuff. It's only $60.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so that's basically for just like engaging through social media promotions. A lot of times we give things away, like for BLF, that kind of stuff. A large portion of our budget goes to Sagebrush advertisements, so we basically use the Sagebrush. We create advertisements for that, and that basically just promotes everything in ASUN, all of our services, everything that's going on, clubs and works events that are on campus funded. We pay for the text service renewal. We pay for the mobile app. The text service renewal we're partnering with the Wolf Shop for that. We pay for business cards for everyone. Basically, that's $30 a person. And so far, we clean and repair all of our cameras every single year. We pay for social media boosts, especially for events like BLF, where the money that people pay for tickets comes back. We used our travel line this year. We went to the Adobe conference. It was four of us. Tickets for professionals are $1,200, but for students, they're only $300. So that's a really nice discount. And that was in Las Vegas. So for the rest of the year, we plan on spending money at Nevada Inc. That's where we print everything. IPOs are generally around $1,000. We're going to do Welcome Back Week promotion. There's a spring concert. We'll advertise for that. We print in-house as well, and so we need toner and ink for that. Prizes for various contests. And just continuing with that, just the app payment, more ads. In the spring, we get each computer updated with the newer Adobe software, and that's totally necessary for our graphic designers. We pay $70 a month for MailChimp, and that's a newsletter service. And Basecamp is our project management software. So we put some data screenshots on here. We work on the basis of work orders. And so we have 84 this year from July till now. And that's pretty standard for what we're doing. We show interactions because this is kind of showing like all the work that goes into one project. And these work orders range from just getting business cards for someone to huge events like BLF. And then social media, you can just see for like posts and followers, likes on Instagram, Facebook, you can just see how that increases throughout the years and how like our promotion really engages with the student body. So overall, that's all I have.
All right. Perfect. Are there any questions or comments? Senator Sarwar.
So how did you guys get your, because I saw your Facebook total impressions increased by over 5,000. That's a lot. So what did you guys do to, you know, have that happen?
Are you looking at a specific month or?
It says social media after BLF, Facebook total impressions increased after 5,000,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So BLF is a big time where we can really engage with the freshman population, just because we do a lot of video, photo, just all of those things. For BLF, we had a really big campaign for, like, hey, like, stay engaged with us and we'll show you who's playing next. And so we kind of drop the artists in a specific way that we really keep people who are following engaged with that. So that's probably where that comes from, yeah.
Okay.
That's my name.
Okay.
I just had a comment on that.
Okay, Nicole?
Also, there was some ad money spent on social media.
Okay.
Because that also helped increase impressions and reach.
Perfect. Senator Martinez?
I see for plans for the rest of the year, you have the spring concert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have like an idea of how much you would allocate if the programming department were to host a spring concert? Or would you kind of, did you already kind of expect that with how you already budgeted everything along those lines? Or would you kind of switch things around?
I don't think we would really have to switch anything around. If it does come along, we can definitely promote it and we wouldn't have to really move anything around. It's kind of just whether we have it or not.
So I was just looking at the number of interactions as well as, there's another number that kind of corresponds to it. Anyways, the number of interactions for the month of August is significantly lower than from last year's. So I just want to know, like, was there just nothing going on in August, or?
Are you looking at, wait, can you say that again?
Just the number of Inkbot interactions. So last year for 2016-2017,
mm-hmm.
it was 178, and this year it was 91. So
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering.
Over summer, it's kind of just variable as to when like our team works on projects, because a lot of summer is preparing for what's happening in fall. A lot of our team was gone this summer, so a lot of those interactions just coming from the people that were here and who were working on projects. So you can see it increases from 91 to 338, so it's probably just like us ramping up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I think I kind of just found what might be the thing. The work orders decreased in August as well, so,
mm-hmm.
okay, so that makes more sense. I'm sorry for that. Senator Becker?
So for the same chart in the 2016 to 2017 year, in the month of October, it's like 148 interactions, but there's like a little red tab on there. Was that like a reason you guys were like marking that statistic, or?
That's kind of just us making comments to ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Data. So it was probably just like us writing a comment to ourselves in there. I think in that month, we were missing some interactions because an employee didn't report them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just that.
Explaining that. Okay, thank you.
All right. Senator Busman?
I'm not sure if you have this in front of you, but how much did the ASU on tech service actually increase by?
Do you know, Michael?
It increased significantly. I forget the exact amount. We can send it to you guys. But it did increase so much because we were able to acquire all of the undergraduate students' cell phone numbers. So our text message service had to go up because it's based on the number of numbers you have attached to the program you have. But we are splitting the cost with Shop because they want to do support promotion as well. But I will send the actual price to you guys.
Thank you.
This is a question for you that you should probably know. But if it's based on the number of people that we're texting, if people decide to not to unsubscribe, do we get?
No, because we ended up doing that along with doing unlimited. So it was based on your number of text messages, number of phone numbers you have, along with the number of text messages you send out. So now we're on the unlimited plan, so we can send as many text messages as we want, but we're trying to stick around just 4 months so we don't annoy people.
Perfect. Senator Becker?
So knowing that you guys are changing to do like around like 4 months, let's just say you did it like for all 12 months, it'd be like 48 text messages. Would you doing like a text plan for like 50 text messages be cheaper than doing like say the unlimited plan? Just curious.
I don't believe so. Raul, our tech guy, he looked into it and was in contact with the guy who we're working with. He's a really nice guy and he made sure that we were able to get the cheapest price possible.
Oh, I got you.
Senator Busman?
Is the Wolf Shop just splitting the cost based on how many texts they actually use, or is it?
No, they're just splitting the cost.
Director Rodriguez.
I do want to call your attention to something. And I talked to Nicole and I thought it was important to put the interactions in here. I want you to look, for example, at the month of September. Under current work orders, there were 28 work orders. Then look at the interaction for the month of September. There was 338 interactions over 28 work orders. A lot of times people have questions about why inkblot can't get stuff done on time, or sometimes they produce artwork and the client will come in and change that artwork several times. And at some point, Inkblot has to say, you know what, we need a timeout. We've got all these clubs and organizations that really need our help. So over the last 5 years, Amy and I have been having this discussion. When Inkblot promotion started, it only served the programming board. It actually did not serve clubs and organizations. Back in those days, we only had 60 clubs and orgs. Then we got the idea, hey, let's increase Inkblot promotions and let's extend the service to clubs and organizations. I think we might be hitting a wall here pretty soon where we're gonna have to decide, can Inkblot promotions continue to serve well, right? We can continue to serve, but continue to serve well, both the entirety of ASUN, which keeps developing programs and services, and the growing number of clubs and organizations that are getting funding from clubs and orgs. So I'm putting that out there because at some point, ASUN is gonna have to make some decisions related to Inkblot promotions. I don't think this is a year that's going to happen, but keep that in mind.
And just to clarify, interactions are, we define them as emails, meetings, or texts. So also it's just like a collaborative effort. So we take everything that our client wants, and it just kind of depends on the scope of the project. Some of them are really long, and some of them are just really quick.
All right. Are there any other questions or comments? I really appreciate the depth of information. It really helps for the committee as well as the rest of people that you know might want to know where our funds are going for ASUN. But that being said, are there any other further questions, comments? All right. So I think we've got a great amount of information here, and we want to thank you again for your time coming out here and speaking to us. Like the other financial reviews, I believe we'll be meeting back in spring, that there won't be another one for this semester, so if I'm wrong, I apologize, but thank you again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Before you guys go, can you sign public attendance?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. All right, so we're going to move into the next and final financial review, which is the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Precious, if you'd like to present at any time.
Hello, my name is Precious, I'm the director of the Department of Diversity and Inclusion, and so basically this department is here to cater and focus on underrepresented populations on campus, to encourage activism of students, and to, you know, track policy both university-wide, local, and statewide to ensure that underrepresented groups are being represented fairly on campus and in the state. So it's a new department. I submitted my board up for appointment this year. Hannah Nagy, Ivy Tesfaye, and Ayanna Relaford were appointed by ASUN, and they were just recently put on payroll. So our first official meeting is gonna be this Friday at 1 p.m. in room 406 of the Joe. And basically our budget for the year has been allocated to wages now that we're paying staff. And also, we just paid for the Pride event that we did at the beginning of the year. And that's great. For further expenses, I plan on putting expenses towards the pizza with the police event that we're holding next week, and also for the department polos, because for the new staff, and also jackets for the rest of the department. And a big part of our budget is gonna go towards the Northern Nevada Diversity Summit, towards bringing a speaker, and then other department events. So we plan on doing like other little events that, you know, we're still yet to plan, and just to allocate some money to that.
Perfect. Are there any questions or comments? I kinda wanna lead in with a question. So I was looking on the case sheets, and so I just saw a charge for outreach, and it was in the amount of $3,000, so if I'm looking at it correctly. Was that for the Pride event?
Yes.
or it's on page 2. And I apologize if I'm reading it wrong. I mean, I've seen a bunch of case sheets and I still don't completely understand them, so.
That 3,000 number?
Yeah.
That's for the assistant director's pay.
Okay. Okay, because under the vendor name, or like where it kind of describes what it says for outreach, so I wasn't sure. So I'm just looking on the case sheets. I'm trying to find where the...
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Oh, the case sheets, so those were sent in, here, I could check who uploaded them.
I can explain that.
Okay, Director Rodriguez?
That's actually, if you look at it, sorry, I'm looking at it sideways. That's a voluntary transfer, and remember we do end of quarter transfers?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We do end of quarter transfers.
End of quarter transfers, okay.
That's what that is. Since they haven't spent a whole lot of money, they only sent in $3,000 to cover them for the rest of the year. So that's actually the transfer coming in from, if you look at the account number, 1702105011, which is your general revenue.
Oh, okay. So it's just, okay, it's kind of trickling back in, essentially.
Right.
Okay.
There are four quarters in the year, mm-hmm. and each quarter I have to make sure that your accounts aren't in the negative. So I only pull X amount of money out from your general revenues account to cover the expenses up until the end of that first mm-hmm. quarter. I'm gonna do that again right before December 31st hits.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be around, you know, the week of the 20th. We'll move over some more money into the accounts to cover what's been spent thus far. And that way, because you guys don't pay all your tuition at once,
mm-hmm.
I have to wait for your $5 per credit hour to hit. So we don't always have money to cover everything up front.
Okay. Are there any further questions? It could be about that or anything further. I'm just trying to see, because I just want to know how much the Pride event costs, so that way we just like have an understanding.
Yeah, the flags were about 1,000, and
okay.
then we just bought like little things like ice and snacks and drinks for
okay.
the event, which wasn't over 200, so.
Okay, so like in the 1.1?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Becker.
Two-part question about the Northern Nevada Diversity Summit. So is that going to come out of the, definitely the diversity outreach account?
Yeah, that's going to come out of outreach.
Okay. And how much are you guys looking to spend for that? Just curious.
We haven't come up with a number of how much we're willing to put up because we're going to, it's going to be a collaboration between us and Patricia Richards' office. So we still need to come up with what number we want to contribute to the speaker. It kind of depends on think
who
we find and what we do.
So any other further questions before I kind of ask mine? Okay. So just in regards to planning out for the rest of the semester, so I'm glad that you pointed out all the different events you're going to be having in the future, like the pizza with the police and the diversity summit, as well as just other department events yet to be planned for spring and fall. As far as just with the newly appointed positions, such as like social justice and policy, or the commissioner, oh geez, now I'm drawing a blank.
Commissioner
but,
of Social Justice and Policy.
Thank you, yeah, I was trying to like piece it together. And just the assistant director as well as the other commissioner for
projects.
So in terms of delegating responsibilities and planning out like different things, what would like expenses for the Commissioner for Social Justice and Policy be utilizing?
So I don't plan on utilizing a lot of the budget
mm-hmm.
for social justice and policy just because they kind of don't require
yeah.
From what we have right now. She's doing more a lot of just policy basically,
yeah.
which doesn't cost money.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as projects and events, I'm that will entail like collaborations with other organizations as well as co-sponsoring with other groups and putting on our own events. And so a lot of the rest of the budget that's not going towards the diversity summit will go towards initiatives like events and, you know, barbecues or whatever it needs to be.
Okay.
But social justice won't be using a lot of the budget at all.
Okay. And then as far as the internship program goes, because the assistant director is going to be maintaining that and overseeing that, correct?
With the internship program, it's been really weird this year because when the application for executive board internships went out, it wasn't a department yet, so it was just me. So it was still under the application for exec. We're still trying to figure it out. But yeah, ideally the assistant director would be in charge of the internship program, but we're still trying to work on kind of who our interns are.
Okay. So I guess if and when that the internship program begins, like I don't know if you guys would hold off until the next term or if you guys want to, you know, kickstart it a little bit later into this term. What kind of expenses could you see going towards that? Because my one concern is that, like, pretty much anything that isn't wages is kind of funneled into the diversity outreach account, which almost essentially encompasses everything, and so it's not really transparent, so it's not, like, broken down into, like, host and operating and the internship program or just, like, whatever is necessary. I'm just trying to get an idea of like what kind of numbers we need to break out of that if we want to create like sub accounts, not take any money away, but just kind of like reportion it so that way it's more visible. Do you have any ideas? And then Director Arvigas, if you have anything to add afterwards.
Yeah. It's a brand new account. There's nothing to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the programming board, the BLF, we kind of know more or less what was spent the year before. The students work together as a collective, or I think this will happen, to put together these events. I think by the end of this fiscal year, you'll know, or at least Precious will have created an infrastructure and basically a budget that the next director can come in and say, hey, last year, this is what we did. And let me give you an example. Last year, Gabe worked with Patricia Richards on the Northern Nevada Summit to bring in Bree Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was no money pulled aside for diversity initiatives except for like $3,000 or something. What he did is he went and he convinced Brandon, I need these $3,000 plus I'd like to go into the leadership programming board account where you have leadership development, and I'd like some money from there, and then Patricia Richards is gonna match. So I think the total for Bree Newsom's contract was $3,000. That's how they managed to pull all the funds together to get a speaker. So Precious doesn't really have much to fall back on, because this budget didn't exist last year. After this year, the incoming director is gonna be able to look back and to say, wow, look at how the funds were spent. Now I can come up with a reasonable budget and be able to be more specific about it. I understand what you're getting at.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a toss-up.
Okay, perfect. And then Director Benjo, do you have anything else to add?
Well, yeah, as far as the internship program, like I said, I don't see it taking up too much money unless you were to do a specific, you know, program or social or whatever the case may be. So yeah, like Director Rodriguez said, that's what we're all kind of trying to figure out this year. So hopefully by the end of the year, we have like line items for the outreach program that are a little bit more guiding and specific.
Okay, perfect. Director Rodriguez?
And I did express concern at the executive board meeting last Tuesday saying that perhaps they might want to consider reopening up the internship applications. Students didn't apply to be an intern thinking, wow, I'd like to work for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. And instead it's like, hey, we have some interns, why don't we just funnel them to? So I'm not really sure that's fair either to the intern or to the department itself. So I did request, is there a possibility to reopen the applications and say specifically, oh, we're looking for interns who are interested in working in diversity and inclusion related to social justice, policy, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So what I'm getting at here is, or getting from this here is, we have to figure out the infrastructure, definitely, for this department. And Director Benjo, I mean, kudos to you for being the first one to really champion this. It's going to be a tough project, and I know that we will be meeting again. I really want to say we were going to meet back again this semester, but I could be wrong. But when we do meet in the spring, that's definitely when I would want to kind of have more like almost like an additional section to the financial review where you kind of give a suggestion of how the department should look for the next year, because your opinion is going to be so crucial for the future of this department. Because I know, yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but I mean, the incoming president, you know, if they just stick to the same budget that they have, that it's at right now, it's just going to be unclear, and so you're going to have a really, really big voice in determining that. So actually, I'm looking right now, and we do meet again on December 5th, so we'll just kind of check back in, touch base, see what's going on. I don't think that there's too much going on in terms of events between now and then. If I look back at the future expenses, yeah, it would just be the pizza with the police, department polos, and then after that, it's just spring-related stuff like the Diversity Summit and anything else. So I guess we'll just be trying to see how the police event went, and yeah.
Commissioner for projects and events has some ideas as well for this semester. So
okay.
Unity Week will be a big one next semester as well.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other further questions or comments? All right. Sorry, I kind of like just jumped in. Well, if you have any other questions, again, we can, you know, bring those back up at towards the end of the semester. But yeah, thank you so much for your time, Director Benjo. We really appreciate it. So now that financial reviews are completed for this week, now comes the volunteering for doing the financial review summaries. It's going to happen to everybody. So Senator Mall.
Any of legal services, please?
All right. Senator Mall taking on legal services. That'd be great. I can't wait to see it. Senator Bussman.
Oh, this is more of a comment, actually.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful if we chose which ones we're doing for next week, so that when we're actually at that meeting, listening, like, real time, to the director of whichever department that is, we're taking like very detailed notes, since we know that we're responsible for explaining that to the Senate body.
Yeah, we can start with that. I like that idea. I hope that everyone's been paying attention, but just moving forwards, I understand that like you'll be paying more more detailed attention to it. So we'll actually handle that right after this. So some people might have two to look forward to. I saw Senator Thumble's hand first. Sorry, Senator Becker.
I'll do diversity and inclusion.
Okay. Senator Becker.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Senator Martinez.
I will take people up.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much for volunteering. It makes my life easy so I don't have to assign people, because then there's just like an intrinsic, I don't know, stain for me. I would like to see those financial reviews by Thursday, not particularly because they have to be agendized, because they aren't agendized, but because I just like to have them in advance so that the senators can look them over before Senate. So going into Senator Bussman's suggestion, who would be interested in the next week's financial reviews? And this is a good opportunity to just say, like, if anyone's feeling uncomfortable or just like not too, I guess, familiar with the financial reviews, that they can, you know, come to me with help. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I'm going to look them over anyways, and I'll let you know if I make edits. So we have Blue Crew, Wolfpack Radio, and Brushfire. So any takers?
I'll do Brushfire.
Okay, Senator Sarwar's got Brushfire. And then Senator Becker.
I can do Blue Crew.
All right. And then for Wolfpack Radio, Senator Bussman. All right, nice. Yeah, that's actually much easier. Thank you. So I don't have to hound you. perfect. So we're going to move into the next agenda item. So as you can see, we have some, agenda item number B, or letter B, geez. Senate Bill 85, an act to update the ASU and operating budget fiscal year 18 to include the Director of Sustainability. I kind of just wrote up two pieces of legislation right before agendizing last week because they were issues that we had brought up at meeting, so why not handle them immediately? So the bill for, I'm now seeking a motion to favorably refer Senate Bill 85, an act to update the ASU and operating budget FY18 to include the Director of Sustainability, Senator Thummel.
I move to favorably refer Senate Bill 85, an act to update the ASU and operating budget fiscal year 18 to include the Director of Sustainability.
Is there a second? Senator Mall?
Second.
All right, moving into discussion. Sorry, I almost did it again. So again, with this bill, basically we had the problem of the director of sustainability position actually not being in the budget. It was just because the bill that was written to include or make the position for director of sustainability and remove the deputy chief of staff was supposed to take effect for this next year. So, I mean, I wouldn't blame anyone for that mistake. I mean, I can't really expect Noah to just remember like, oh yeah, 5 months ago, this is supposed to happen. So, and plus I should have caught it too. I should have looked back. So my apologies there, but we're gonna update it now, hopefully. So essentially all that's gonna be happening is we're changing the wording of the director position to just go right in. There's no change of funds. So if you look at the current operating budget, you'll see deputy chief of staff under the executive board. That's about it. Any questions? Discussion? Okay. So, Director Rodriguez.
I just happened to notice this today. And I don't know if you can fix it with this bill. The director of sustainability is actually not listed as one of the positions that the president appoints. So is there a way to make an amendment to this to include that in addition, blah, blah, blah. But if you can't, that's okay too. I don't know if this body can actually do that.
So my question then would be, is that within the SAS that you don't see that?
It's not in
okay.
Sense.
So I think that,
it's gone up. Yeah, sorry, it's gone up.
I'm checking right now.
It's great. I have all the chairs in here, so I can actually.
Oh, all the chairs.
Wait, do I? No, someone left us. Who did?
Senator Flings.
Oh, yeah, she's not here. All right, so.
I just have a question.
Yes,
which section is that under?
I think it's under the duties of the president, and then it lists all the people he appoints, and I believe that it's missing in that group.
All right, so please let the record show that Senator Sarwar left the room at 3:54 p.m. And I guess while we're waiting for that, I didn't get a chance to fully write this down. So Becker, you've got Blue Crew. Maul, you've got two, huh?
No, I got one.
Okay, which one?
For finance. Legal services this week.
Okay. And then Martinez.
I have Inkblot.
Did you have the two that I did? Check everything. You said just Blue Group, but I have that one and then Sound and Lights too. Just if you're like talking to me.
No problem. And then Busman. You have Busman. Which financial review do you have? Or just waiting for thumb?
Wolfpack Radio.
Wolfpack Radio. And then Sarwar.
I have a Sagebrush.
Oh. Wait, Sagebrush.
Or Brushfire, sorry.
Brushfire. All right, if I missed anyone, I'm sorry. I was like trying to delegate and like write down at the same time. We're just kind of waiting on
Rodriguez.
Excuse me.
Oh, Director Rodriguez, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. It's actually the Director of Diversity and Inclusion that's missing. The Director of Sustainability is there. It's under section, chapter 212, nominations and resignations, and
okay.
Then section 4.
So if it's for Director of Diversity and Inclusion then, I would actually encourage Senator Fummel to put this on his agenda, or, I mean, I could honestly write the bill and I'll just send it to Government Operations, but
I can do it.
I just don't think it would be fitting to put it inside this bill that's specifying about the Director of Sustainability. So I guess, still in the discussion for the bill as a whole, and then just make note of that, is there any further discussion on including the Director of Sustainability and replacing Deputy Chief of Staff? Okay. Seeing as there's none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor, favorably referring Senate Bill 85, an act to update the ASU and operating budget FY18 to include the Director of Sustainability, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Also, please let the record show that Senator Sarwar re-entered the room at 3:55 p.m. So, okay. So perfect, so we favorably referred that bill. I'll be sending that to Speaker Jackson. Moving forwards, we're now moving into a subsection B under...
C or C?
C, under agenda item number 6. So Senate Bill 85, an act to relocate the Nevada Sustainable Initiative Fund in the ASUN operating budget FY18. My apologies. I'm seeking motion to favorably refer the bill. Senator Becker?
I move to favorably refer Senate Bill 85, an act to relocate the Nevada Sustainable Initiative Fund in the ASUN operating budget fiscal year 2018.
Is there a second? Senator Mall?
Second.
All right, now moving into discussion. Kind of random. Sorry for the really lengthy bill names. I mean, I can't even say it without stuttering. So, but yeah, this one is essentially moving over the Nevada Sustainable Initiative Fund to the executive account or the executive board account, because right now it's under leadership programs, which we had mentioned in the last, I guess, 2 meetings ago. I can't really remember how it wasn't really a leadership program. It's just on its own. So it makes sense to put it under the executive board, where the actual director of that program, or like that's going to oversee that program, exists as of now. So if anyone has any comments or questions about this, no? Okay. So seeing as there are none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably referring Senate Bill 85, an act to relocate the Nevada Sustainable Initiative Fund in the ASUN operating budget FY18, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. We refer the bill to the Senate. So, Speaker Jackson, you'll be seeing those next week. Or I guess we'll be seeing those next week on the agenda. Now moving into agenda item number 7, public comment. Is there any public comment to be heard at this time?
Do you want me to talk about whatever the conversation I was having with Senator Thumb?
Sure, Director Rodriguez.
Okay. So, and mostly because I'm over there, and if I have questions, I'm just wondering how long before the public begins to have questions. So you know these summaries you're writing up?
Yeah.
The summaries end up being, in the end, the opinion of the individual person writing up based on what they believe they heard from the body.
Mm-hmm.
That, the more I thought about it, it started making me feel uncomfortable. At some point, I remember I happened to be at a Senate meeting, and the conclusion was that Blue Crew had spent too much of their host money too soon. Am I wrong? Wasn't that a summary that came up with Blue Crew?
Yes.
Okay. Did this body actually vote on that and say that that's the case?
So during the discussion, and I think, was it Senator Mall who wrote the Blue Crew? He can add onto this. But during the discussion, this is kind of like the opinion of the body. And that's also one of the things that I kind of have a problem, or not a problem, but just was conflicted of how to handle. But the overall consensus of the body was yes, that Blue Crew had spent much of their budget. Any other point would have been made in meeting, and the discussion lent itself to make it seem as if that was the entire consensus of the body. And then Senator Mall, if you have anything to add.
So when I did the financial review, I kind of looked at, rather than just thinking personally what I thought of it, I kind of like made a little note to what the entire body unanimously was talking about, that that's where it went to the financial review.
And I agree with all that, but do you see how that's still left to the individual, right, perception, as opposed to the body having a document in front of them and saying, this is what we're going to present to Senate as the findings for this particular financial review. Those are two very different things. So I just think it's important then that when these summaries are being presented to the Senate to say it's a general consensus, although then I'm struggling with that. Governing bodies don't operate on consensus. They operate on actual voting. Do you see why I'm struggling with this? I love the idea. I think it's a great idea for you to capture what's been said, but I think either the body needs to formalize it or be very clear in saying this is a summary presented by one senator based on the discussion that was had.
Okay. So one of my main concerns going forwards is that the summaries themselves aren't included in the SAS. So there's not really a specific duty to complete those financial review summaries. It's just something that I kind of took upon myself to, well, Senator Thumel actually presented the template for us, and but the idea really was stemmed from just wanting to consolidate all the information for meeting, because essentially what I would be doing in Senate meeting during my report would be giving that same exact summary, like SparkNote version of the financial review, just through speech. So I figured it would be a lot easier to do it through a document, but then with a document, it's almost a formality at that point to put it in writing that it's a duty. So my question to you then would be, should we try to write something that could be included in the SAS to include that within the Chair of Budget and Finance's duties, as well as institute some sort of voting mechanism for that? Because the way I see it right now, if we were to say, I don't know, have the financial reviews to me by the time I agendize, and then we'll put it back on the finance or the budget and finance agenda to be voted upon, even then, if we vote on them, there's zero legitimacy to our vote because they're not actually a governing document within ASUN. Director Rodriguez?
Unless you make financial reviews action items on your agenda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you move to enter into the financial review, right, of diversity and inclusion. You have the discussion. At the end, you vote on, much like you would when you're appointing, like oversight does, when they're deciding whether or not a candidate should be, is it oversight?
Mm-hmm.
Should be sent to Senate for formal approval. I'm sorry, you help me out here.
Yeah.
Don't you say something along the lines of, we'd like to move this candidate forward, either we support or, what are the choices? Don't they have like three choices?
Speaker Jackson?
Sorry.
No, you're good, just for the record.
You favorably recommend it.
There you go. So maybe it's something like, we favorably recommend this financial review of diversity and inclusion with these notes being made, right?
Okay.
But do you understand what I'm getting at? These are going down officially for the record at the Senate body.
Mm-hmm.
And these documents aren't actually being voted on by this body.
So.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, Senator Bussman, do you have anything?
Has this committee historically made like opinion statements on the budget, or just like summarizing and then like disseminating it to Senate?
First of all, I love what you're doing.
Mm.
Because now, let me put it to you this way, it used to just be the chair basically stating this is how it went, right? Now this body is sharing equally and capturing the discussion that happened related to each of these accounts. But there's never been anything formally and submitted to the larger body, the Senate. And if you're gonna submit, well, let me put it to you this way, no documents go to the Senate for formal submission unless they've actually been approved by a lower subsidiary body or one of the subcommittees.
So then, if this becomes an action item, or if these summaries become an action item, then those would have to actually be agendized for the Senate meeting, and it can't just be like, because right now the way they are interpreted or seen as is almost equivalent to how Speaker Jackson sends out an email with all the supplemental information about a candidate. So it's not really a formal document, but it's supplemental for the Senate to have in front of them so that they understand what's going on. So I don't know like the formality of what it should be. Should it be agendized? Speaker Jackson, if you can
add. Do you want it strictly just for, I know it's been working just for the Senate, but I think there's also opportunity to have them available to the public if you vote on them and make them official. Just a suggestion that we can think about, but I want to know your vision, Senator Kirkendall, for that.
So, yeah, I've honestly considered that possibility of making it public to the public, all redundancies aside. My only concern is that, for instance, like the reviews that we've already concluded, there's definitely some tweaks that I want to make to some of the documents because they're, like I had mentioned in the last meeting, there are some errors that we need to fix going forwards. So then we would retroactively have to fix those documents. So maybe what I could see happening is, yes, we can make them publicly available, so that would mean we would have to write a bill saying that, number one, it is the duty of the Chair of Budget and Finance to not only conduct financial reviews, but to also draft up a report of the financial reviews using whatever we want to call that template that we have. And also to upload it to the public, as well as to have it agendized for Senate to, then what would Senate do? Would they vote on it? I mean, now we're really spitballing an idea. Senator, or Speaker Jackson?
We could use the consent agenda, which is on the Senate. So basically it would be like, when you vote on something with unanimous consent, it would be like that. So it wouldn't have to go through that entire process unless someone argued it being on the consent agenda, and then we can bring it to the Senate and vote on it as a whole. But we can trust it through the Budget and Finance Committee, and we can talk about that option too.
Senator Becker?
I think in regards to Director Rodriguez's concern about like how it's not representing like the whole body's concern and it's only representing that one person who's writing it, I think we should do kind of what she said in terms of how the Oversight Committee has like the two options, whether they want to favorably refer or favorably not refer.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like basically we need two options to vote on, as if like the template or if the review went successful or like was not successful, like if they were appropriately spending funds or if they were not. So we basically, after every financial review, we have to like decide whether it was like the review justified that they were spending responsibly or not responsibly, and then that way like that would be voting for like the entire committee, right? And then you can put that in the conclusion, because now we know who's writing them a week ahead of time.
Okay.
Does that make sense? What I'm getting at?
That makes sense. I kind of want to take it a little bit further, because if we just vote on just the conclusion, then it's kind of almost a partition or part of the review summary. So maybe almost how we favorably refer a piece of legislation. It's not like we favorably refer a piece of it. You know, we want to include the whole entire thing. So, boy, this is difficult. So what I think the best plan of action would be is that, number one, I'm going to need these financial reviews, at least for this meeting that we just had, sent to me much earlier, so hopefully by tomorrow night. So just honestly, like, I would say 5 p.m., but I know that there's circumstances not allowing that. And then from here forwards, I would put for next agenda those financial review summaries, as well as the previous ones with any edits made to them, on the agenda for next week to be voted upon or favorably referred by the body to Senate, and then it would be put on the consent agenda, and then that's what we'd be doing from there on out. And then I would just want a bill, I don't know if it'd go through government operations or whatnot, but we would need a bill that also specifies like what we would do with these documents. I don't know what we need to do first, honestly. Director Rodriguez?
Let me take some credit.
Yeah.
The reason I love this is because it's so transparent, right? And it's so, it actually brings real conversation to the Senate about what these accounts are doing. Can we maybe start something in the spring semester? Like, use the rest of this semester to figure out how you want to set it up in terms of codifying it in the SAS, related to how the body will function, and then put it into play beginning the spring semester.
Okay.
How's that? And because I believe you're operating in good faith. I just want to make sure that what we're doing is actually codified somewhere.
Yeah.
The bodies should only be doing what, you know, the law tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say take the rest of the semester and figure that out and line up, you know, everything you need to line up. And if you have to pass some bills December before you leave, say official start date will be, you know, January 2018. How's that?
Okay. So we'll get the infrastructure handled. Nothing's going to happen next week, so disregard all that I had just said. Sorry, I was really getting amped about it. I mean, honestly, we could handle it as soon as possible, so I'm not going to ask anyone in this committee to draft that bill up. I'll just do it myself, so that way I can kind of, yeah, I can work with Senator Fummel, since he's chair of the Government Operations Committee, so we could kind of figure out the SAS and work from there. And then what would end up happening is we would still conduct the financial reviews as normally. The summaries would be sent to me as normally, sent out to the Senate as normal, through email just for them to review, at least so we're still doing it. And then hopefully by the time when we get the SAS underway to be able to specify what we do with those documents, we would just vote on all of them all at once. Or not all at once, but like individually. So we'd go through and be like, do we want to favorably refer the financial review summary from October about legal services? You know, we'd be really going back in time, but I think that those would still have to be accounted for. I hope that makes sense. I'm just really losing it on the timeline here, but
yeah,
we're good. Okay, cool. Thank you for putting up with that, because I know that this is a pretty new thing and like there's very little infrastructure. To the interns, I want to apologize. It's crazy. And Director Rodriguez, if you have anything.
Yeah, and please, you have to remember, I'm always thinking about the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you all to know that as a body, you're so considerate to one another, right? I've dealt with budget and finance committees that aren't. What happens when you get a senator that goes rogue and decide that only their opinion is going to matter on a summit,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the things I worry about. So, yes, I appreciate your willingness to have this conversation. When all this came to be, I sat with it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it hit me what was bothering me about it. What happens when this kind of body doesn't exist and is carrying out these financial reviews, right?
Yeah.
So codification is important.
Mm-hmm. Senator Becker?
So point of clarification. So all we're really doing, we're going to do like the plan pretty much, is that we're gonna do the financial reviews, and then the following week, we'll vote on if we like that financial review and if we think it's like it justifies the financial review and like the whole committee's opinion.
That would be once the infrastructure in place. So
okay.
It's not gonna be like next week, we're gonna start doing that. I'll let you know when, I mean, obviously the bill is gonna have to pass like distinguishing the
role.
Do
I have that down, right? Like, is that what you were trying to do, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry about voting anytime soon. We're just going to keep carrying it out as usual, but I am going to take Senator Bussman's opinion of delegating the financial review summaries out in advance. That's the only thing that's actually changing here right now. So I would just say stay tuned. Nothing's really changing right now. But yeah, I actually want to move on from this topic because I'll be real honest with you. I don't think any like constructive work is going to be done at this point in time. There needs to be meetings. There needs to be a bill on the table before anything can really happen. So is there any further comment? Public comment, not in regards to this topic, unless there's really a burning desire to get a conclusion underway for that. Okay, perfect. So, seeing as there is no further public comment, I'll now move into agenda item number 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on the Committee of Budget and Finance at 4:15 p.m.